Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Corinthians 13:1 is a verse that discusses the tongues of angels. Paul wrote in this admonition, "If I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal." Today on Spiritual Insight with your host Darren Bouquer, we'll be discussing the angelic language, sometimes called the Enochian language, when we return. As I await Darren in the queue, we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bouquer. I'm Daniel Michael, the founder, co-creator of the Main Street Universe Radio Network, and we'll be back in just a moment. And this opening song is from a friend, Mr. Tom Teasley, master drummer. Welcome to Spiritual Insight with your host, Darren Bouquer. I'm Daniel Michael, and as I mentioned earlier, our discussion this evening, this slightly earlier evening, is going to be the language of angels. And I see Darren is in the queue. I'm going to go ahead and turn his microphone on. Welcome, Darren.
Hello, everyone. Happy Angelic Sunday.
That's right.
This is Darren Bouquer. What?
I said that's right.
Oh, yeah, that is right. Hope everyone's had a marvelously, spiritually enlightening, angelic Sunday. Have you hit any spiritual moments of clarity or inspiration today, Daniel Michael?
No, but since my knee is not 100%, I've had plenty of time to kind of lay down and meditate.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so have you done some meditation today?
Yeah, some, like, internal journey kind of stuff.
Oh, cool. Internal journey. It's going to be amazing. Were you shooting towards, like, higher energy at all, or did you get anything?
I was
really noteworthy that you wanted to share at all, or not really?
I was keeping it really simple about just accepting any sign or communication, sort of just opening up a little bit and seeing if something comes in and... other things as well.
Okay. Yeah. Did anything come in though? I guess would be my question.
Yes. And I would say, I think
yes,
that...
Yes, but you're not wanting to share what that was.
No, I was just being a little bit reserved.
Okay.
But it's okay. I think that the reason for why things keep never working out for me every time I get going doing construction work, doing electrical work, even though I'm really good at it and everybody wants me and all that, is just because I'm not meant to do it. So now I'm in a position where I have a great job and I can barely physically do it. The last time I got stuck for $1,000. The time before that, the company told me how great I am and not to go anywhere, but they never had any work for me. And then they would, and then they wouldn't, and they would. And that's back and forth anyway. But even when I find a niche, it's like something, and I'm 43, and something always happens to interrupt it. Just as it gets rolling. It always happens just as the ball gets rolling. And now I'm barely physically able to do it because my knee's all stiff. I can still do it, though. But
You still can. Okay.
I'm wondering if the forces of the universe are pushing me away from it to make sure I do my other stuff for a living. That's what I think it might be. That's the impression.
And what would that be, music or?
All of my artistic endeavors. You know, music, radio, voiceover. I'm writing a book, a series called The Sacred Flame Series, a science fiction book, and things that just aren't running around killing myself doing construction work, basically.
Well, that's what pays money. I mean, you know, it's, I have to say, it takes a special kind of weirdo to be a full-time spiritual advisor or sorcerer or anything, you know, like whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And it's challenging. It's difficult. Yes, if you're talking about in and out, like times where you have no work and no, oh my gosh, I mean, are you kidding?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have to trust, constantly manifest and trust the universe that it's going to supply me with, you know, I do, and it does, and it's beautiful, but it's something that you never know. I had someone call me from my, you know, event from 3 months ago, you know, today, so she shows up, and we spent some time, you know, but she might want a cleansing, and she might want this and that. And that's great, and that's totally something that would be an added, you know, whatever, $400 to $500 to my income. But that came out of nowhere, you know. I might, you know, but I have to. I would say for you, diversify as far as like with, you know, with your construction and electrician and all that stuff. I would just say keep your avenues open, so that way if one place wants to hire you, doesn't always have the work, and the other place is kind of like you, but they always have work. Just keep your options open and be positive. And I would link into, let's go back to the theme today, folks, the Enochian language that was given to John Dee, okay, Elizabeth the First, cartographer, wizard, astrologer, seer, mystic. This guy did everything for her. But the language that Edward Kelly channeled through these angelic spirits, and then that John Dee transcribed, is something that everyone who's worked with it is able to come across the higher energy of these celestial beings, and it's really quite incredible. So if you haven't checked it out, if you don't know anything about it, I would recommend researching it, because it's a way, as far as I'm concerned, angels are especially the archangels, are their wavelengths of energy. And they appeal, they are drawn by certain things. And, you know, there's ways to call them through numerical sequences, and there's ways to appeal to their benevolent nature, and there's ways to appeal to their wrathful nature, depending on what you do. Here's a funny story. This is just, you know, this just happened to me today. My stepdaughter and I were making a cake, right? So for a week now, we've had this, like, blue velvet cake batter mix and blue frosting and all these icy looking sprinkles. We've been trying to make like a Frozen cake, because I like the movie Frozen. Don't even ask me why. And anyway, so I'm running to get, I grab this broom and I just shuttle myself across the room, and it just nails my St. Michael altar that I have kind of on a shelf, like way up on the wall, and everything just goes crashing down, like everything, like statue, all of it. And I save a couple of candles or whatever, but, and I was thinking the other day, I need to pay attention to that altar, because I haven't done anything with it in a while. and it's just kind of really high, so if I light candles on it, I can't really monitor them the way I'd like. And a day later, I knocked it down to the ground by mistake, so I guess it wanted to change. Something needed to change with it.
New location.
It's just ironic that it happened the same day as I'm doing the show, so.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. We'll find a little story.
Yeah.
But I think maybe higher energy will help you kind of pull together and manifest what you want. You know, if you're doing a lot of elemental energy, and it might seem more earth-based, maybe going to some more celestial might work out for you, Daniel Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was working in a more earth direction a lot recently, mm-hmm. like just being really earthy and practical. And I mean, I've been working a ton. It was part of the reason why I pulled mm-hmm. something in my leg again, was because I've been mm-hmm. working like 12-hour days, 6 days a week. And
well, that's why I said that to you.
Yeah.
But you've been very earthy, so am I trying to shoot a little bit higher? Because you're down in the weeds right now. You're down in the bushes. You can't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it'll pass. And it's a good opportunity.
Airy spirits. What?
I said, and it's a good opportunity. I don't mind working with this guy. It pays very well. And I'm like, that's when I get a chance to save, you know, that's where, you know, you start doing that kind of stuff when something happens.
Right. That's a, don't worry about it. Just go appeal to higher energy and see what you get to see how, and it might, you know, the minute you do, you might have knock over one of your altars. Who knows what, might happen.
Which angel
the one that does it, it's okay.
Which angel is best to call upon for healing? Would that be Uriel?
Yeah, that's Earth, though, buddy. Of course, it wouldn't be Uriel. But the funny thing is, you pick the one that's about Earth.
Ah, there we go.
You drag me up every time. You're like, yeah, which one I want, Uriel? Yeah, because it's Earth. When I do a calling elements, I'll use the four archangels, and Uriel is Earth. Hasten the ground beneath my feet, Uriel. That's her. Yeah,
and Raphael is air, right?
Yeah, he would be healing. Raph's the first person you call, because he's in the east.
And I'm air earth.
What?
Astrologically, I'm air earth. I'm a Capricorn Aquarius.
Go. Okay. Get your air on. You need to get your air on a little bit.
Okay.
Usually I forget to do earth. That's my big thing. And as I've said on the show before, my wife reminds me all the time. She's out growing stuff out working in the garden or the lawn, and she's always. We got this darn rooster now that like lives with us, that lives in the backyard.
Yeah, I've been working.
So
we're
always feeding the rooster.
Earth? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So it was weird. You went quiet for a second.
My challenge is to remember Earth. Yours is to maybe step away from it for a second so you can see what's going on.
Right.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. So what do we got? We got Teddy's mom?
Yeah, we have some callers here. I want to remind everybody that, yes, this is in part a reading show as well as a discussion show. And I see, as Teddy's mom, welcome your spirit with Darren Bouquet.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Do you have anything to share about angelic communication or language or any experiences?
I've had problems with electrical things going a little bit crazy.
Hey, and I'm
okay.
Yeah, and I don't know what that was all about. It's quieted down, but that was definitely very unusual.
What was going on when we were having these experiences?
The television.
I mean, were you calling to higher energy beings, or were you calling?
No, I was
any sort of spiritual agency at this point.
No, I was sleeping, and my television would come on in the middle of the night, and then my lights would come on. The kettle would turn on all its own all the time.
The kettle?
That's not
yeah,
a good
kettle.
One.
Joking?
No.
Wow. That's significant.
And I don't know what it was, but there's some. And then I called into Blog Talk Radio to one of the
mm-hmm.
psychic lines, and
mm-hmm.
I had around the time, and the woman said, I've just been told you need by the angels that you've been talking to the angels, and then you need an angel reading. And they said, things been going crazy. And I said, well, actually, yes. And they said, well, I can't do the reading. You need to find someone, because they're trying to get a message to you. They're trying to reach you. So then I called someone that did an angel reading. The first thing they said was, we've got a message for you.
Oh, wow. This is really a great story. So you saw somebody that was a specific reader that said that they work with angels.
Yes, and they started telling me that they've been trying to get in touch with you, and a few actually did. They told me that I had a connection, deep connection to Metatron and a few other things.
To Metatron? Oh, my God. So, have you tried to access any sort of open up a line of communication to Metatron?
They said that they've been trying to get messages to me, and I need to ground myself. So, and they told me that this year I was going to have an awakening, or this last year, that I would have an awakening that was going to blow my mind.
Of what? In awakening of what and what?
A spiritual awakening that was going to blow my mind.
Beautiful. This is really a great story. Oh, this is wonderful. So,
I did, but I had it through other people. But yeah, it did.
So you did have a spiritual awakening of sorts.
Well, yes, because I was told things that was blown my mind that has definitely made me believe 100% that we go on.
Okay. So would you mind sharing a little bit about what happened to you or what you saw?
Well, it was actually through lots of experiences that I put the puzzle pieces together, but it was actually through a medium who's very good, Mr. Blog Talk Radio, who has amazed me, absolutely amazed me, and told me things that nobody would know. She was just amazing. And then
the angelic connection, though, and I'd love to elaborate that. And Metatron, that whole ideology. I mean, was there anything specific? I mean, like, or what did this through this medium? Did they connect with whatever Metatron was trying to get across to you? Or
they all were. There's lots of stuff going on. It's not just a few things. There's lots of stuff going on. It's been interesting. It's been really interesting.
Did you actually see anything visually?
I didn't see anything, but I was told things that are pretty amazing. Yeah.
Okay. I can tell you that anything that affects energy like that and that turns on a kettle, I mean, unless you're being extremely haunted, but I'm not getting that at all. I'm getting that you're just having some very, very, very powerful interactions with higher energy beings that are just extremely powerful. Are you familiar with the whole history of the idea behind Metatron and the prophet Enoch and everything like that?
That he I was told to look into it. So that he was once human, and he's the one that delivers the bad news to the people that are dying, from what I understand.
That's why I was very curious to what you said.
I don't quite understand why I've got the connection, but he apparently has been trying to get information to me. So,
the knowledge we have is the knowledge we have, but it's not, that by no means is what's limiting. You know, yes, I guess Metatron has brought about or shared knowledge of death with people, but I know for a fact that there's recorded interactions with him that have nothing to do with that. So I think that some of our information is a little finite or innumerate in that case. But so where do you feel you are right now?
I'm actually quite open at the moment to almost anything. I haven't actually seen anything myself, and I think sometimes I think I'd be quite open to it. Have you ever seen anything?
Oh yeah, I mean I see a lot. Just yesterday, I do manifestation, and I work with a lot of really powerful elemental energy. So even even yesterday, and I told my family that I saw, you know, very powerful, distinct, like, image of the Blessed Virgin. But for me, that's more of a, of an ocean energy that I work with a lot. So it's a female, like, mother of the ocean energy, and it's, but I saw it kind of morphing out of my aura, which is, you know, and it's just barely there, just almost like a, moment or an outline that's like translucent, but you can see it and you can sense, when you can sense the power, that probably means the next level is being able to see it. If you can sense something in the room and your kettle turns on, the fact that that immense energy is there, when you learn how to look for it, you'll be able to see it eventually.
Well, I'll tell you what, another one that was really odd with the electrical.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of this has sort of come through this medium that I've had readings with through California, and I'm in Europe, and I would listen to her reading on my download on my computer often because it blew me away. So I shut my laptop in the morning while I was listening to it, and I went to work for the day, and I came home 9 hours later, and I was in the kitchen, and I walked into the living room, and as I turned around, the laptop that was closed for 9 hours just started playing the reading.
Wow.
And I was,
I was a bit
weirded out about that. Like, all of a sudden, after 9 hours being away, it just starts playing while it's shut.
While it's shut?
While it was shut.
Wow.
And so I went out of the room, and I thought, what happened? How did this happen? And when I went to open it, it had no power.
Are you hearing this, Daniel McCoy?
Yeah.
That's incredible. So I want to say that what you're describing is not a haunting. I think that the message that I'm getting is that, yeah, you are experiencing some powerful, powerful interactions with high-level, you know, I would say not human, you know, ascended spirits of sort. Because they're doing things that are just not, I mean, that are beyond the measure of spirits and just low-level spirit stuff. You're not feeling threatened at any point, are you?
No, actually, I think I've been looked after lately. I've been through a rough time, a lot of rough times, and now things are going quite well, actually.
They're going quite well, so maybe this is the message that you're being, you know, you're being looked over, or you're being, you know, watched over, and maybe you need to get your spiritual, your spiritual house in order of sorts. Maybe that's the message. Do you want me to ask my spirit guide message for you? Or All right, I'd like to, what's your first name?
Sue.
What?
Sue.
Julie? Okay.
Sue. Yeah.
Sue. Okay. I'm sorry. It's coming through my phone. Okay. All right. I'd like to ask, what is the message for Sue and what's going on? Okay. I'm just getting a distinct impression that there's still fear in your life, and there's a fear of a vacuum, like that wherever you're standing on your 2 feet, that there's a vacuum that will suck you back into whatever sort of disparity and chaos that you had happening. So I guess the okay, hold on. I keep getting stuff about dreams, that you should, there's a dream inside you and a beauty, and it wants to be shared, it wants to be expressed to the world, but it's just there's some leftover fear, but that's less of a problem than you going at letting your dreams be made real, be made palpable. So that's it. I can't really elaborate on messages when I get them. It's pretty clear. So what, embrace your dreams, embrace your, I mean, what is it, what have you wanted to add to the world, and why is it not a possibility? And what I'm telling you is that it is a possibility. That was the clear. You stand right now in a very neutral place, and I think that the message to me was that you're not willing to move farther than that. You like that neutral place, but you're afraid of the vacuum that will pull you back into a darker, chaotic place, so you'll rather just hang tight to that neutral place without moving forward. And the answer, the message that I got was to move forward. That do not be afraid. Do not give in to fear. Move forward into where your dreams can be made real.
Forward. I wonder what that is. I'm not really sure at this moment what that is.
Oh, yeah. Well, you might. I mean, you may not. You know, I'm asking my spirit guide that is asking whatever agencies that you're dealing with. And that's the message I'm giving. So if you ever wanted to do something to add to the world, now as a person, I'm asking you that.
Yeah. I mean, I've...
Okay.
It's
hard for you to approach that concept and own it and embrace it. And the communication I'm receiving sounds something to the effect of you need to get used to being able to be selfish, being able to approach and embrace your dreams, whatever those may be. And if you don't remember what they are, it's time to kind of remember. That's what the message I got was. Time to remember again. Just being okay is not okay anymore. So you got to be more than that.
Can you tell me, I don't know whether you can do this or not, do you see anything to do with relationships at all?
Well, I asked, hold on. All right, so we want to look and see what I have about her and relationships. I guess the Two of Wands inverted, it means that there's one path leading up into the mountains and another path leading down into the valley. So one road less traveled and one very easily achieved, and you're at the crossroads and you need to make a decision, but your wands is upside down, so it's telling me you're not making a decision whether or not to take the road less traveled or to just remain on the, you know, just stay with status quo or whatever's easy. And you're not making that decision. Like I told you, your energy is very neutral. It's very flat and just kind of protecting itself. Which is fine, which will keep you safe, but it's not going to move you farther. So this standing at the crossroads thing, that's something that I got a lot from my spirit guide as well about standing on the crossroads. And this card reflects that. The Knave of Swords is someone who should be a knight, should be a king, should be have achieved a lot, but is kind of lacking in the fortitude or the integrity, personal integrity, that's going to launch him into being that person that has respect from their peers, from their colleagues, from their, you know, interpersonal relationships. And so they're talking a lot and using that sort of intellectual je ne sais quoi to kind of float by, but they can be doing a little bit more to get respected. I think this person's going to want to transform themselves and become a better person, but I think that if you want to achieve your goals with this person through a relationship, you need to help them up the ante and become that King of Swords and not just the Knave of Swords.
About an individual? Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And they have to develop, they're in a process of developing themselves, is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that, yeah, that they're maybe comfortable with the fact, you know, take it and go. They're comfortable with the fact that they're in a place where they can usually gloss over things using candor, intelligence, and a general sense of, you know, their articulate abilities to kind of just gloss through things, but they're selling themselves short and they're selling their situation short, and there's a way for them to kind of move forward, but they might, the fact that this comes up when I ask, well, what about relationships and what about you, it's saying that you're not making certain decisions that will further, you're standing at a crossroads when you should be making the decision to either make life a little bit more difficult but a little bit more worthwhile, or, you know, just gloss over and make it easy. And then the Knave of Swords is telling me there's somebody that you could really be helping up the ante on who they are and what they have achieved. But in that case, you'd also be making a huge personal investment in that person. But, you know, it might be worth it. Because it's right side up. It doesn't look like they're bad. They may talk a lot, and they may not seem like the most trustworthy person, but at the end of the day, I think they just want somebody to be a variable in their life. And you could be that variable.
But is this somebody I know?
Well, I would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah.
When you ask, what about me and what about relationships, it could be somebody, it's a very open-ended question. And normally when people call in, I mean, they have a question to ask, and I answer it. But it's, I mean, you're asking a very open-ended question. What about me and what about relationships? This is something you're going to have to deal with in the next, if you choose to deal with it, but you're not choosing to deal with a lot. You're standing still because you're safe right now.
For some reason, I haven't seen him in a long time. And so, because I know he's got a lot of issues. So that's part of it, probably. So.
Okay. Well, maybe you have some unresolved stuff. I guess what I'm saying, what I want to communicate to you is this isn't a bad card. So maybe there's something that's not unresolved here, and maybe that's not such a bad thing. You know, maybe you felt like you gave up on somebody a little early. I'm not sure.
No, I'm just wondering why he's not making the effort to be in my life as he's supposed to be, and I don't understand that. So, you know, it sounds like...
Okay, well, you showed up here. Do you need some clarification on it? Do you want me to ask why?
Why isn't he in my life now? And any kind of identification. Yeah.
Okay, one moment. There's a father figure that he has that is a little bit heavy-handed that has been kind of pushing him around and pulling his strings. That's what I mean. He should be the father figure. He should be his own king of swords, except he's the knave of swords, and he's listening to the hierophant who's telling him, or the high priest who's telling him, yeah, do this, or yeah, do that. Oh, why? And you know what? It's not. I don't think he has his best interest
heart. His father has passed away, but his father.
Oh, okay, well.
His father's come through to me in reading.
Well, his father came through in my reading just now. And his father, he's in a holding pattern with his life because of his father.
But his father's trying to get him to get closer to me. So I don't understand that.
Well, that might be part of it too. I mean, he showed up, I picked three cards about you in a relationship, and his father's one of them. So it's inverted, though. I wouldn't trust, if he comes through to you, listen, I wouldn't trust his motives completely. If he comes through to you, I would have your angels with you to guard you on whatever he says, because I don't totally trust him. He's showing up upside down. So I don't know. I would be careful with that.
Yeah, no, I don't understand. I think that he's been wanting the connection, but he can't. They can't, from the other side.
I can only tell you what I see, and he showed up. So I'm concurring with you. I'm just telling you to be careful. I'm also telling you that maybe what you think about your own situation is not always 150% right, because you seem very, very sure about your vision of everything, which you have to realize sometimes you can't see forest for the trees because you're immersed in it. So just be careful. We're talking about spirits here, and everything is not as black and white as it is with human beings, and with human beings it's not very black and white either. So just be wary. Just be aware and be protected, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you for calling Spiritual Insight with Darren Bouquer. And Darren, we're at the halfway point. It's 6 o'clock.
Remember, it's 4:30 to 5:30. 5:30 to 6:30.
Yes, 5:30 to 6:30, yes. And here at Eastern Time, it's 6. I was just wondering if you were...
Oh,
okay. Break.
Oh, yeah, it is halfway point, I see. Okay.
So,
yeah, if we want to take just a quick short break, that'd be good.
Yeah.
And we'll go back and talk a little more about angels and experiences and what circumstances will be coming our way through the eyes and visions of angelic energy.
All right. We'll be back with Spiritual Insight in just a moment.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Insight with your host, Darren Bouquer. I'm Daniel Michael, the founder and co-creator of the Main Street Universe Radio Network, on which this show is on. And I see Darren's mic there. I'll go ahead and turn it back on. Welcome back, Darren.
Hello. Hello, and we're back. So are you going to give shout-out to the other shows?
Absolutely. And I wanted to remind everyone that Main Street Universe is a network of 6 shows. This one, Spiritual Insight, now at its new time at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And the host is Darren Bouquer, you've been listening to. He's a reader, palmistry, and tarot at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans. So now every Sunday at 5:30 Eastern time. On Monday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern time, we have Science of Light with your host, Randy Goldberg. Randy is a Vedic astrologer, as well as discussing Jungian archetypes and other things. He also is a Western astrologer. So tune in. He's been on CNN and the Washington Post, I believe, and some other places. Check him out. Randy Goldberg, Science of Light, Mondays at 10 p.m., Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We have Green Magic, Green Medicine with your hosts, Miss Susan Weed, and Susan is a master herbal healer. Herbal medicine is people's medicine, is her motto. She as well discusses women's health issues and psychology of healing. So that's 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Susan Weed. And then now at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, the flagship show, the one that started it all, Main Street Universe, with myself and associate producer Janice R. White. That was the show founded and network founded by myself and co-creator Mr. Kevin Baird. Then on Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Uwak Da'u with your hostess, Queen Mother Imaku. She's a comedic priestess and reminds people that Egypt is, in fact, in Africa. And she does original language prayers. She does comedic yoga and all sorts of other things. Tune in. It's a lot of information jam-packed into 1 hour. Queen Mother Imaku. She's also the one person on Main Street Universe. Maybe there's another one, I'm not sure, who has her character in a tarot deck, which is in the New York Tarot. She is the Queen of Cups. And she's also here on Main Street Universe. And then on Fridays, we have Kevin Baird with the show Walking on the Sidewalk, A Horizon Oracle's Journey. Kevin is the founder of his website, templeofgaia.com, and he's the creator of the Horizon Oracle cards. He is an artist as well. I have some of his art hanging here on the wall, a thing called Frozen Smoke. It's kind of like cloud staring. It's pretty cool to light a candle and stare at it and see shapes and things like that. So Kevin Baird, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Walking on the Sidewalk. And he can be found at www.templeofgaia.com. And then at midnight, we have Jesse Ann Nicholas George with Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. Jesse is the author of 4 books, Activating Compassion and its companion workbook, as well as You, Me, Life Dreams and its companion workbooks. It's 12 midnight, Jesse Ann Nicholas George. And those are the shows making up the Main Street Universe Radio Network for now. There may be a few more coming. And Darren, today we were discussing angelic language.
Yes, we were, and just the amazing, amazing wealth of information I have here in the Enochian Evocation of Dr. John Dee, Evocation of the Enochian Angels and what they represent, Paganel, Mamera, it's just incredible. So this is now available and has been printed in the UK and in the United States, so I would check this out if you're interested in the subject. Also recommending Enochian Vision Magic by Lon Milo Duquette, which will help you integrate what's written here in the evocation and kind of integrate it into a system of celestial rituals and things like that that can really, really open your eyes. If you're graduated into a point where you can really work with such things, I would say give it a try. If it's something that seems a little out of your league, then I would leave it alone because it probably is. So
it's high magic, as they say.
Nothing to monkey around with. Hello.
I recently friended Duquette on LinkedIn, and I'm going to try to get him as a guest on the Wednesday show at some point.
No way! Really?
Yeah. So I think he actually.
I would like to talk to him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to speak before a guest comes on. I mean, he said sounds interesting or something, then yeah, but we just haven't set up a date yet. So I'm curious to get him on. I'm sure he'd be a great guest.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, I really like his book here.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me, so I'll keep working on that.
Well, leave it to me to just pop out of the woodwork with this guy that I'm trying to talk to.
Yeah, and recently I saw him on LinkedIn. I'm like, oh, yeah, I do care. I want to get him on as a guest. I'm pretty sure he might
do it. That's how I roll. Yeah.
Poke Runyon's cool. Another one I talked to recently. He's another high magic guy.
Okay.
Temple of Astarte and the Black Mirror and all that.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, Veronica's talking about Raphael. Okay, very nice. Hello, Veronica.
Yes.
So who do we have on the phone?
Okay, we have a 484. Been waiting for a good call. Welcome, 484.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Insight. Hello.
Hi, Darren. This is Antoinette giving you a call back. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm having a fun Sunday. I baked a cake with my stepdaughter. It looks like the movie Frozen. So that's exciting.
Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm. To accompany the movie itself. So it's kind of an add-on to the movie.
Right. Right. I want to get that movie for my daughter as well, but I haven't had the chance to really go shopping yet and get it.
Yeah, I'm weird like that. I get a little emotional. I don't know. It's about, can I talk about this on the air? I'm going to. It's about a young woman who has this immense ability to control and reshape ice, water, and air in all of its different forms. So as
wow.
As a young person, she's very threatened because she ends up injuring her younger sister and then submerges all of her abilities because with the fear of being an outcast or being, you know. And
right.
Then as she upsets and scares everybody, then she runs out into the snow to become this, like, mammoth, powerful ice princess or queen of the, and create, like, this giant mammoth palace of ice and everything. So it's just really interesting, this whole, like, dichotomy of, like, owning all the power but being completely powerless in the eyes of everyone
mm-hmm.
else. And this whole really interesting sort of thing. So it's cool. I enjoyed it.
Wow, awesome. Yeah, I heard it's a very good, very good movie. I heard a lot of good reviews on it, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're under 12 and a girl, you're probably all about it. It's just, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whoever. It's a lot of fun, too. It's a lot
okay.
of fun. So, Antoinetta, what's happening? What's going on? Any ideas about angels that you want to share with us?
Absolutely, yes. My mom passed away December 29th. She died
mm-hmm.
of five different cancers. I was taking
wow.
care of her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, I was there holding her hand when she took her last breath, and I helped
mm-hmm.
her over to the next side. I definitely feel like my mom is an angel. It was the day after she died.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big angel hovering over my bed, and the wings were as big as the room, and there was this little body, and it was my mother. And it was just hovering like 2-3 inches.
Wait, was she
from,
still alive?
No, she died in December, December 29th.
Okay.
So she appeared to me the next day. She had big, large wings, and she was hovering like 2 inches away from my face. I woke up in my bed, and there she was above me. And, you know, there's been different signs in my house that my mother's around. The radio will turn on, even though it's on off. It will turn on, and it will start singing music, you know, just various different things.
I'm
going
to make a notation for everybody listening to this show. This is the second time when we're talking about angelic interaction, whether it be from a relative or whatever, when we're bringing up the topic, and we're seeing that radios and things are coming on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely a connection to electromagnetic energy and this angelic energy. Well.
The other thing is the third bedroom in my house was her room. Her clothing was in there. There has
mm-hmm.
been times where we'll go upstairs, me and my daughter, and the light is on in the third bedroom, and no one's been in the bedroom. No one turned the light on. It's only me and my daughter in this house. So the light is on. There will be... you know, just other different, like all different kinds of signs that my mom is ever so present here in my life. And the other thing is ever since my mom has passed away, there has been a dramatic 360 change in Daniel's, the way that he has been treating me. He's been coming around more often. He's been seeing
mm-hmm.
me, and his mother died of cancer as well 2 years ago, and he took care of his
yeah.
mother. So me and him had the same experience. So my question today is I am really, 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 really feeling, because the last time Daniel was here was Thursday, and there was a lot of direct eye contact coming from him. And, I mean, you could just tell that his eyes were telling and painting a story. And so my question is, do you feel like Daniel has come to the final conclusion that I'm the one for him and he wants to take the next step and he's going to ask to move in here and be in a committed relationship? Do you feel that is coming very, very soon?
Okay. You're seeing him again showing up at your house?
Yep. And he's been contacting me saying, why have you been so quiet? You know, he's being
you're
very...
seeing visions of him, or you're seeing him show up?
I'm seeing him in real life. He's showing up in real life person.
Okay, well, good. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So you're just wanting to know when and if he's... Why does he have to move in with you? I'm curious. Why is that?
Because I have my own house here. I have a 3-bedroom house. I signed another year's lease. He's actually living with.
But where does? What's his living situation?
What's that?
What's wrong? What's his living situation?
His living situation is he's living with his stepfather. He moved back home with his stepfather after his relationship with his ex had gone sour. So that was 2 years ago.
Okay, so he doesn't have an adequate living situation is what you're telling me.
Right. I mean, I have a signed lease. I can't move anywhere even if I wanted to until next March.
Let me take a quick look. We're going to try to get to another caller before we're done with the show. So let me take a quick look here. Hold on. You're going to have to romance him. I'm getting the moon. Spiritual connection and romance. That's going to make him transcend. He's fearful. He's fearful to throw his hat in the ring with you. He thinks, I don't know. He doesn't know what you're going to do. He doesn't know.
Right.
He thinks you might be too grasping. He thinks you might kick him out. I mean, what if he throws his hat in the ring and then you don't give him breathing space or or you just decide it's not working and you kick him out, then what's he supposed to do? So he doesn't want to give up all of his power to you. So what you need to do is romance him. Let him know that your heart's there. Let him know that you're excited about the prospect of living with him. And you guys need to fall deeper in love. You're not quite there yet.
Okay.
The moon is very favorable. Listen, this is very good. The moon is very favorable.
Right.
It's a very favorable card for this. So I think I'm just bouncing off of that, and I'm going to say... You know, you gotta, you're using logic, and logic, the heart isn't about logic. The heart does what it does because it feels right. So you need to make him feel right.
I mean, I'm just going by the severe direct eye contact that he had when he was last here. There has been a change. There has been a dramatic change.
Pump the brakes. Because we only have so much time, so pump the brakes for a second.
Right.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. When last time and please understand, like, it's hard for me to catalog everyone's stuff, so I don't remember everybody's stuff, but I know for a fact that I didn't see anything this favorable last time or the last couple times before now.
Correct.
So, the fact that I just asked, what is he going to move in, and I got the moon means pretty much, yes, well, you got to romance him.
Okay.
You got to make him feel this is like carved in the stars, you know? And there's something spiritual going on between you two. There's something, it's got to be a past life situation. There's got to be.
Okay.
It's got to be, you know? And I think some things are really coming together for both of you. Maybe that's why I'm getting a phone call about this situation here and there, because you know that there's something, like, why are you so concerned about this guy? Like, what's the deal? And the deal is that he needs to, you're afraid to not follow through with the situation because you feel like it's the next big thing for you to follow through. And I'm beginning to really believe that it is for you. You know, I'm seeing the wheels turning and it's good. So your card to focus on for the next, 4 weeks would be the moon. The moon,
okay.
Romance, spiritualism, Mysterioso things. You don't want to just come over and you guys like gaze into each other's eyes. Go do something. Have an adventure together.
Right.
go to one of those restaurants where they turn off all the lights or something. I don't know. Like, go just do something crazy. Have a life together. Okay, if it's going to be out of convenience because you stay with a stepdad or something, then that's the kind of relationship it's going to be. It's going to be pragmatic and convenient. It's not going to be heartfelt and romantic, and that's what it needs to be. That's what the moon is telling me.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
So I'm very hopeful. Just you got to do the work behind it, which is stay, don't hit him with the, it just makes more sense. Why wouldn't you move it, you know? It logic is out the window with this. It's going to be all about romance and that sort of thing, spiritual connection.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Great talking to you again.
All right. You take care.
Okay. Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Always good to talk to her. Yeah. Just to let everyone know, if you want to get a hold of me for a private consultation, please just give me an email, and that would be at dvucare@gmail.com. You can also call me at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'll get a hold of me for an in-person consultation as well that way. So that's dvucare or Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo on Bourbon Street.
Well, Darren?
Yeah.
We have about 4 minutes left of our scheduled time.
Yeah, do we want to try or what?
We can
what
try.
Is 11111? Is that like out of the country or?
I don't know. I guess we'll give them a try. Hello, right. Series of Wands.
Hello.
Hello, 111. Okay. 111.
You're on the air with Spiritual Insight.
Okay. Try the other one.
Okay, let's just skip that one and go to 619.
619. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air with Darren Bouquer.
Hello, I'm Steve.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good, good. Can I get a general reading, please?
Okay. Okay, this is going to be quick, though, because we have very little time. But, yeah, I'll take a look and just see, okay, what's going on?
You're coming in earlier now, huh?
What? Yeah.
You're coming in earlier now?
Yeah, we're just about because it's just in my schedule it works a lot better. My wife gets home like as I'm like immersed in this show like further than you know, so this way she'll be getting home like right as I'm ending it, which will be good. I always seem very conflicted where I'm trying to like write out like answers for her as we have a mammoth question to talk about or something, you know, like going out with the car or something we can't talk. All right. Let's see. Let's take a look. All
right. Okay.
All right, you're going to have a chance. You're going to bolster your finances coming up. You're going to, in a way, you're going to be able to control a lot more money that's coming in, and you're going to feel like you're going to have to appeal to another male person who has an influx of money themselves. So they sit on the throne of secure finances, and they want to include you in that. The problem is that while extra money would be great, you need to shore up a couple of different plans for what. Well, what do you want to do? You want the professional accolades and not just the money. So if you're a functionary who's busting their ass and at the end of the day you don't have the title behind it, it feels empty and not fulfilling. So that's something you'll be struggling with in the next 2 months. Okay. Whether or not money's the whole focus or, you know, I think you should start asking the question, where do I want to be in the next 3 years? I know it sounds like one of those annoying interview questions, but you know what? Interview yourself and ask yourself. I think your threshold for dealing with adversity and dealing with high-maintenance situations is sometimes not the highest. I'm getting the Five of Wands. Yeah, which is showing me that, you know, you're definitely dealing with high-maintenance situations is something that you're not exactly thrilled about, but it may be time to up the ante and turn the volume up and actually go to the next level because I think you're getting bored right now. You're bored with dealing with other people's structures and templates for your changes.
Okay.
Okay? So it's time to kind of turn up the volume and go after it.
Go after what?
The next step in your professional career.
Okay. Good enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's time. But the money is there. If you want to stay where you're at for a while and just rake in a little more money, that's going to be available for you. And you'll feel a little bit more financially secure. And then it's time to approach, the next couple stages. So
okay.
That way you can get that title.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks for calling
right.
in.
Everyone, this has been Spiritual Insight with Darren Bouquer. Thank you, Daniel Michael, for co-hosting with me this evening. And call back next week, and we'll share more Spiritual Insight.
All right. And thanks, everyone, for listening. You're listening to Spiritual Insight with Mr. Darren Bouquer, one of the many shows here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network. Thanks for regular listeners, Veronica and Kevin and everybody else out there in the chat room. And we'll be back next week at 5:30. And remember that Main Street Universe is the network reminding you that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined. Have a good evening.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network. Ticket, 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 go.